Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KC 107.7.
Welkom terug hier saam met my, Michelle, by KC At Work. Dis nou se 10:36 en ek het in die ateljee saam met my vir Jay Rabie. Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. There's a big surprise for everybody at the end of this interview. So stay tuned. First of all, I want to ask you, can you tell us about your journey as a music artist? How did it all start and what inspired you to pursue music?
Well, first of all, I would say one of the biggest inspirations that I have is my own father. Back in the day, he used to, when we were very young, he used to play with Johnny Clegg as a drummer, and my mom sings, and yeah, so that was obviously my greatest inspirations, and I always knew somehow I would get into music. Growing up, I knew there was a different feeling when I listened to music. It wasn't just listening, you know.
Yes.
And somehow, yeah, I just really, really loved listening to it, and so much that my younger years I spent just in my room practicing, and like everyone used to play outside. And
yeah.
My brother always, well, he tells me now, like, I was a very weird kid when I was young because I didn't play with him or whatever. I would just chill.
Make music.
You know? And yeah, it all started off in church, really.
Yes.
You know, most artists that I know. And yeah, one of the reasons I wanted to pursue music is also because I always felt like a calling towards it, very strangely. And I remember even in grade 3, when I was in William Lloyd, and my teacher, Miss Tritter, she asked everyone, like, what do they want to be when they grow up?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, doctor,
fireman,
policeman, you know, the things, yeah, and all the things. And I was like, I want to be in a rock band.
Wow.
And everyone was like, wow, okay,
yes,
that's very different.
And look where you are today.
Yeah. Well, almost there.
Yes.
Not there yet,
you know.
And yeah, I guess it's just a different way to express oneself. And if you can make money from doing what you love, so you don't really have to work a day in your life, then, or something like that, you know.
You were born in Paul and now perform internationally. So how has your South African heritage influenced your music? And how do the audiences in Europe react to your sound?
Yeah, so basically, I always say I was born in Paul, but I wasn't really born here. I moved here when I was 3 months old.
Yes.
So
you wanted to be born here, yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
it was very, very close.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously, me being South African, and I really love this country a lot. Always support the Boca, the fun. You know, always, like, that's one of the prides we have. And yeah, It's crazy, and obviously it makes you who you are at the end of the day, where you come from.
Absolutely.
And it always matters. And playing internationally, like, people are very open there. Mm. I love that, like, and they can appreciate what you do. I always say, like, it's sometimes very, like, kind of depressing, yeah, because your effort, you have to work very hard, to get minimum reward, and there you like work a little bit and you get like maximum reward.
Yeah.
And the people love the music, honestly, like,
yes,
the things that I've heard people tell me, and I'm just like, I don't even believe them. And then yeah, it's absolutely next level, and I think they've also not heard something so authentic.
Have you been in Nashville yet?
Not yet. That is a dream of
my dream. Not to sing there, but I'm a country girl. I love country music, so I want to go there.
I would love to stand on the crossroads one time.
Yes,
it's such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Very people. I don't know. There's a little bit of a stigma around it, but
no, beautiful stories come from.
Yeah, as a musician,
yes,
you always want to return back to Nashville one day. We'll just see it, and because I mean, I think that's like the heart of.
The
blues.
Heart of, yes, blue country.
Yeah, here we go.
So what can people expect when they attend one of your shows, and what do you love the most about performing live?
What I love about performing live is the energy that that really is in the whole building and the atmosphere, you know, and really giving yourself to the people.
Yeah.
And just putting it all out there and the authenticity of it, you know.
Yeah.
And giving, and you know, it's always live. And when, if you come to a show, if you, if anyone listening ever comes to one of my shows, you can definitely expect like to, not to put it in a box, but just real good music.
Yes.
And good energy and a lot of love, because that makes the world go round.
Well, that's what I can tell you. Yeah. Why you are here today, because friends of mine saw you at, performing at Die Nachtuil.
Yeah.
And the feedback, they sent me videos. It was just, I could feel your music. And I said, no, I must get you on the show.
Thank you.
So, yes, I could feel it.
Yeah, it means a lot as well, yeah. Especially at Die Nachtuil. Like, it's good to have such a venue in Paarl. Like, we've needed such a live music venue for a long time. We had Crown Bowl back in the day. And that was awesome. And yeah, it's, people should come to more live shows. That's what I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jay, do you have any new projects, singles or albums in the works? And where can the fans find your music online?
At the moment, if you want to listen to my music, you can Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. I've got a whole EP out with my previous band, Nobleman.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, things, obviously, everyone had to go their own ways and find, you know, fend for themselves, if I can put it like that. And at the moment, I started working on a solo album, so which is going to be a big achievement for me to do. It's been a monumental year, like a lot of new things, a lot of lessons learned, you know, being in Spain. And, but with that, like you know, you need this inspiration to write. Mm. You can't just, I know a lot of people just write songs and they write a lot of songs, but I believe in meaningful songs.
Yes.
Songs that actually matter.
That can relate to everybody out there.
Yeah, relate to everyone and also relate to yourself and bring yourself out there. And it was a crazy journey, and near the end of it, I met this amazing person, and it's like she totally gave me a new perspective on life, and it was crazy, and the songs just started flowing, and I never thought of doing a solo album, because as I said, I always wanted to be in a rock band, and and now it's like,
look what a woman can do, eh?
Yeah, Alejandra, if you listen.
Inspiration.
Yeah, it's really like the songs, it's really beautiful.
It's just coming now.
Yeah, and I mean,
It's very special.
They say with making music as well, it's the best. It's such a great feeling to make music when you're in love.
It is. She's a lucky girl.
No, I'm the lucky guy, I think.
Jane, my last question. What advice would you give to young or aspiring musicians looking to break into the music industry?
I think just keep on keeping on. I know it's very saturated. There's a lot of music out there. But if you believe in yourself and you believe in what you do, you should always pursue that and never doubt yourself. Because at the end of the day, like, it's only you who can make it happen for you.
Absolutely.
I think, and keep practicing.
Yeah.
Practice
makes perfect.
Practice doesn't always make perfect. Yeah. Practice makes permanent.
Yes.
You can practice the wrong thing, and then you can, and it's permanent, because, like, I think it was always a saying back in the day, we had very rough days with the band, you know, like, when we used to play gigs, we were very young, and we, like, won Mercury's Battle of the Bands, and we played with Prime Circle, Van Coke, all of them, and it was next level, and I told the guys, like, guys, as long as we rehearse, it doesn't matter what happens before, or, you know, what type of day you had.
Yeah.
As long as you rehearse, it will come to you, because it's stuck. It's imprinted. Muscle memory. Mm. Like, it's like second nature. So, yeah.
Now, your second nature, Jay Robbie, show the listeners out there, who is the real Jay Robbie?
All right. the song is a bit of a slow one. It's called Find Yourself. If you want to listen to it, it's online. I wrote this in 2019, I think. I'm not too sure. But I think it's a cool song. Let's do it.
Weet jy wat is hoendervleis? Hoendervleis.
Ja, jy buy that in the shop.
I experienced that now. Beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure. Bit of an early morning, but yeah.
But thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And where can the listeners get hold of you, if they want to book you for a show, or listen to your music?
Yeah, well, you can find me on all the socials, J Robbie.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll find a way. I'll promote it a little bit more. At the moment, as I said, we'll be focusing a little bit on songwriting. I'll be going up to Bronco Spruit as well.
Okay.
Yeah, with Peter.
Yeah.
And Detained Duarte.
Yes.
And we'll finish some stuff and do some shows that side, and then come back. And then, if any one of the local people ever want to see me play, you guys know the Nachel, which was the old Decalder, you can always come around there. Most Friday nights I will be playing there.
Fantastic.
So, shout out, everyone.
I'll definitely be there for the next one.
Nice.
It was an honor to meet you and to have you here on my show. And for 2025, I wish you all the success and all the growth, because you deserve it. I can see the love and the passion that you put into your music, and you will go places.
Thank you so much. I appreciate those words, and I'll definitely try my utmost best to achieve everything I've set out for myself.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been a real pleasure.
Have a great day.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.